What up, Whiskey Ginger fans? Welcome back to the show. It's the continuation of the Chrissy D residency. You know my boy Chris DiStefano is in town doing his thing, shooting the show. So he's back here, baby. He's back again. Another fun episode. We go all over the place and get cute and bonkers as usual. Yo, some good news to announce for you guys. I'm back on tour, baby. Go to AndrewSantino.com for tickets. I'm all over the place. Atlantic City just got announced. Boston got announced. Salt Lake City is in 3 weeks, and Addison, Dallas is in 6 weeks or whatever. And we're adding dates as we go. And Madison Comedy on State is finally up right now. So we're doing that too. I'm coming back, baby. I'm so excited. That's 5 dates or whatever that are on the board. So go to AndrewSantino.com to check out those dates for tickets. If you live in Addison or Dallas or Salt Lake City or Madison, Wisconsin or Boston or Atlantic City, New Jersey, AndrewSantino.com. If you want to know more about what we do, extra stuff for this show, Patreon.com/WhiskeyGingerPodcast. That's where I do the solo Cheeto chats, and also we do Zooms for the top tier one-on-one shit, which is Betty fun. Betty fun. So check all that stuff out. AndrewSantino.com is where that is. If you're looking for merch, it's right down below. If you're on YouTube in the merch bar, click the subscribe button and hit the notification so you know. But you know we post every Friday. So if you're looking for tickets, AndrewSantino.com, baby, come see me live. I'm excited to get back out on the road. Enough rambling from me. Let's go to the episode.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You were that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers are hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Do I feel comfortable? You said I look a little skinnier today.
You do? No, you look like in good shape.
But a little skinnier, right? Not a lot.
Do you feel a little skinnier?
I still feel a little porky for some reason.
But you've been working out and eating right.
I'm trying, dude, but it's, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm trying.
You're thin. You got a thin, slim build. You can't get fat.
I can get fat. What are you talking about? Of course I can get fat. I can get fat.
You can get like fat?
Not like. No, I'm not going to say it.
You got a good build. You got like you.
Well, I got thick thighs. Daddy's got thick thighs because I run a lot. You got nice thickies.
Look
dude.
At my thicky ickies.
Look at these thickies.
What's the most miles you ever ran
Push
consecutively?
Because it's covering up your pretty
it's
face.
Hard.
That's the one you broke.
Oh.
Yeah. See, you broke it. You're never gonna be able to turn that.
All right. Well. There you go.
What's the most miles I ever ran?
Yeah.
12 is the most I've ever ran.
What?
Like last night, I ran 6.5 or 7.
You ran 7 miles last night?
Yeah, 7 miles yesterday.
Through the neighborhood?
Through the neighborhood.
And what do you burn? How many calories does that burn?
Honestly, I don't know. That's a really good question because I have literally no idea.
You never look.
Never. Let's start. Wait, hold on. Before I say that, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is one of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it once again today. It's the residency of Chrissy D.
Hey.
I never really look. What do I look? How many calories on average do you burn running a mile?
100?
Guess.
Burn 1 mile? 100.
100. How'd you know that?
I'm fat.
Okay. You approximately 100 calories you burn while running a mile, says David Geffen School of Medicine at the David Geffen School, says Daniel V. Vigil. Yeah, right.
Pussy.
Liar.
Bitch.
100 calories. So I ran about, so 700 calories, I guess.
So that's a lot of cows.
Yeah, but the whole thing is like, look, the whole thing about this, all this running and stuff like that is, it hurts my knees a lot, right? I'm getting older, so I can feel it more. So I'm like, is this even doing anything? Meanwhile, my grandmother's 92. She's never worked out in her life. She drinks 3 Manhattans a night, and she's probably going to live to be 100.
But does she have abs?
She's jacked.
Your grandma's jacked?
She benches 225.
Wow.
Yeah. She's 5'1". She's 5'1".
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe 90 pounds.
Right.
And she benches 225. I saw her.
And she could take a hit.
She can, dude. Because she lipped off to me one time, and I smoked her once.
All
and she was,
older women, if you got to understand, if you're a woman in your 90s, you've been punched in the face by a man guaranteed.
Guaranteed. There's
it's
no
a
doubt.
Guarantee.
It was called the 40s and the 50s.
Yeah.
In the 60s, they had to stop. The guys had to put the nicks on that.
Right.
Because by the 60s, there was a lot of social issues that were going on. So they had to be like, all right, because they'll tell.
They'll tell,
they'll
yeah.
They'll snitch.
And back in the day, cops, my grandpa was a cop. But he left the family when I was like...
Because he had another family.
Exactly. No, that's a true story.
I'm dead serious. Everyone from that era had two families.
Dude, my grandpa, who I never met in my life, had, you know, 5 kids. Imagine doing that. I could not imagine doing this. This is
2 families.
No. He had 5 kids, my mother being one of them, you know, ages like, I think the oldest at the time was my uncle who was 16 and my aunt who was like a baby,
yeah,
like an infant.
Yeah.
Just left one day, like just left off. And never came back, never saw his 5 children again, started another family with another woman from Long Island, that their children from that marriage, one of them reached out to me on Facebook like 2 years ago and said, hey, I'm your half uncle. I have a band on Long Island. Do you ever want to open for my band?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course I do.
Dude, but could you imagine? I mean, dude, I could never in a million years imagine walking away from my children.
No.
This guy walked away from, like, I'm not talking about like a baby. He walked away from like a 16-year-old, a 14-year-old. Just, my mom said, just never came home again.
That old,
never.
Like, go get cigarettes, go get milk thing was so real. People just, but you were allowed to. There was no way to track you. No cell phones. You could just leave and say something bad happened to you.
No, well, and you know, he said what was interesting is the stigma was at the time.
I got man-napped.
My mom said they would then, like, you know, like my mom's family, my grandma and my, they were all like been made fun of at school. People would walk by, they'd be walking to church, they would call my grandma a whore. They'd be like, what'd you do, you whore? That your husband walked out on you, you know?
I like how it's her fault.
That's how it was back then.
Well, but it's also because you always aired someone's business out in public. Like my dad got wasted my dad got wasted in high school, and he took the family car and he was driving it drunk and he flipped it. He put it in a ditch and flipped it over and he ran all the way to his house because he grew up in a small town in North Carolina. And he gets back to the house and my grandmother doesn't say anything about it. She's pretending to not know. And my brother and his brother, my uncle, was making him suck on pennies. Do you know about that?
Oh, no. Suck on actual like
pennies.
Change?
You've never heard of that?
No.
Because they say it messes with the breathalyzer. It changes the chemical composition in your mouth or something.
If you like suck on a breathalyzer and you're not drunk, you'll fail a breathalyzer test?
You suck on pennies. Something about pennies. Copper. If you suck on copper, it does something to it.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know if they had breathalyzers back then.
No.
Maybe he just wanted to see his brother suck on pennies.
No, dude. You were just
that
back
was just
then.
A if, bit.
If you were white, you didn't go to jail.
Right. Well, dude, this small town, North Carolina, jail didn't exist. It was Barney Fife back then. You know, it was like Andy Griffith, for real. It was like the Otis the Drunk could come and go as he pleased. That's literally what my dad grew up in.
You ever go back to your dad's like old, like your dad's North Carolina small town?
100%. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. When they got a McDonald's, it was a big deal. But wait, listen to this.
Wow.
Wait, this is crazy. So when my dad... My grandmother was fighting off the cops about it. Like, they were like, where's Jeff? You know, we know he flipped the car, da-da-da-da, all this stuff. And he was like, you know, she kind of, like, covered up for my old man and, like, helped him out. And then the insurance calls the next day because the cops just let him, you know, they didn't do anything about it. And the insurance called and they dropped him. They were like, we know that was him driving that car. You know, the cops didn't get him, but we're not letting him get insured anymore. Like, it's over. We're dropping you from the insurance. So my grandmother's livid about it. In town after church, she sees him across the street, sees the insurance agent. And she goes, you sure you want to drop us from the insurance? Because we could just tell everybody how you're whoring around town with Mrs. Buckerly instead of being with your wife at home and your children. And this dude was like, no. So guess what? They stayed on the insurance. My grandmother blew up his spot.
And would she just tell you guys that
like
story at like Christmas? That's
no, my
great.
Dad told me the story. My dad said it. And you know what? They never talked about it ever again. My grandmother was like, it was almost like we're not going to talk about it. That's a thing that happened and we're not going to mention
it
ever
again.
But
because he held up his side of the bargain, his affair was never discovered.
No, she didn't talk about it to anybody. I'm sure he got busted at some point. He got
yeah, they always
at some
do.
Point, you know?
Dude.
But that being said, gangster move by my grandmother.
Hell yeah.
Putting it out there. Like
putting
that,
it out there like
smash
that.
Smash him in front of the Dairy Queen.
What do you think, like, your grandmother today, you think she would have tweeted it?
She would have Facebooked it.
Yep.
She would have booked it.
She would have booked it.
My grandmother from my mom's side sends emails. I'm on an email list. Can I read you some of the stuff she said today?
Yes.
This is great. So my grandmother, she's 92. She emails still today, emails us like updates. You know, it's been a long time. Let's see if I can do it. Because I think she gets, it's tough doing the email thing. Because she's pecking, hunting and pecking.
She's got all arthritis in her fingers.
Yeah.
Fingers
they,
like
sometimes
that.
They just fall off.
Yeah,
know?
Dude.
It took me way south 2 times for my 2 shots. I'm all done. Yay. She got her shots. Had dinner with my 6 boys. All my uncles took her out. My mom's one of 10 kids.
Right.
All the uncles took her out. Smile on my face. Took me to the doctor. I had a sty on my eyelid. God damn it.
Grandma, that wasn't a sty.
It wasn't a sty. They had to drain it. Yikes!
Yummy!
I'm so grateful.
I'm going to come.
A lot with the boys told me about it. There's a lot of names in here. I don't want to mention the other people's names. Good weather's coming. Rain tomorrow. I'm making quilts for the little ones. Dude, she still does. At 92, can you imagine?
Makes quilts.
She can still, yeah, she's a gangster. She can still make
shit. She made the sign. Your new
yeah,
sign.
Yeah, oh my God, we should talk about
Look
it.
Look at this.
My new sign from Ted Munz. Shout out to the Munster. He does all the signs for literally all the podcast crews. He did Bad Friends.
Yeah.
And look, we just got a new Whisk Gin sign.
Look
it's
at that.
It's really good. And by the way, it's holding up by a thread. It might fall. Chris and I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, we didn't know to put it up. We needed my girl here to put it up because she's handy. My daughter took a look at this sign and didn't love it.
Well, because my face was on it. Because
she said your face, she was like, oh, I don't get it.
Right. Your daughter doesn't really like me. She likes the idea of me as your daddy's friend.
Yeah.
But she's scared because I'm a ging.
How about this?
But then outside of the car, she waved to me and she said, will you come in our car and drive with us?
Yeah.
So maybe
she did say that. And when we got home that night, when we hung out the other night, she asked Jasmine, Vinny, we call her on the show, she asked her if the baby inside her belly was yours. And I said, I hope so.
Well,
I genuinely hope so because I don't want to have to deal with another child support payment.
Okay, look at it like this. Let's say the kid comes out and it's not your kid.
Okay.
Let's say it's somebody else's, not mine, because I don't want to even go there because it could have been a possibility at some point because Jazz and I did meet once in Harlem.
I believe it.
That being said, if it's somebody else's kid, what's your move? Seriously, you find out, being dead serious, what's the honest reaction? She comes to you, the baby comes out, it's not yours.
It's, yeah.
And it's obvious. It's a little tan. Got a lot of pigment in that skin.
Got a lot of pigment.
Melanin and
melanin. Looks like Bobby Lee a little bit.
No, I'm saying a lot of melanin.
Looks a lot of melanin.
Looks like it could be an athlete.
Ah, God.
Definitely not yours. Yeah,
looks like a Democrat.
Yeah, like a demo.
Yeah.
What do you do if you're like, that's not my baby?
To be honest with you, if you told me right now my daughter wasn't mine, you know, paternally.
Yeah.
It wouldn't bother. I wouldn't change a thing.
That's because you've raised her at this point. But if a baby comes out new and you know it's not yours in the hospital, what do you do then?
Then I would say I would probably, what would I do? I don't know if I'd hit her.
The baby, I mean.
Oh, the baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it depends. It depends if it's a boy or if it's a girl.
Yeah, that's true.
If it was a boy, I'd stay around.
Hit it.
If it was a girl, I'd say you're going to China. Yeah.
Could you imagine though? Like there's stories that you hear about people. That breaks my heart when they have the kid and the father finds out it's not his kid.
What about the Sam Kinison story? You ever hear that?
What?
Sam Kinison. You know, comedy, and this is something that's like public.
Yeah.
Carl LeBove.
Yeah, who's his best friend.
Who's his best friend and a comic who worked with him all the time. I'm pretty sure this is true.
Yeah.
Carl LeBove had a child.
Yes.
With his wife.
Yeah.
With his wife.
And
raising it, beautiful thing, beautiful child, whatever. Sam Kinison dies. When that child, I believe, was 18, found out it was Sam Kinison's child. It was never Carl's child. But Carl, I think, forgave Sam Kinison in the afterlife for it and continued to just raise the daughter as his own.
Well, they were friends. And he was with him on the day he died.
What do you mean?
Carl LeBove was with him.
He was in the car?
No, they were in another car following them.
And he saw it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Sam Kinison was one of those guys. He would drink a lot.
Were you a Kinison fan?
Love Kinison.
See, some guys, some comics don't like it from our era because we didn't really grow up with him.
I love Sam Kinison. I would watch all his stuff on YouTube.
Ow, ow. Yeah. He was wild.
Move
man.
To where the food is.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I
but
love
his
that.
His like last special, I was a little bit like, but you know, he was on drugs.
But that's because he was aced out of his head. You could tell when those guys, like the old Live from the Comedy Stores.
Oh, yeah.
Those specials they did, you could tell who was lit up out of their mind. But you got to think about it. That was a party back then.
Yes.
It wasn't about, they didn't get on, that wasn't for them to get on to get a better agent and to book a sitcom.
No.
They were already like taking off.
Yes.
So they were like, oh, this is a party. So I can do coke upstairs with Mitzi. Then I can go downstairs in the basement and smoke weed. And then I go grab a couple of drinks and then they'll call me on stage when I'm ready. There was no rules. It was like that a couple years ago with, the store was on fire. People were getting wrecked and going up on stage because the shows were all sold out and people were getting, people got cocky.
Let me ask you this.
You get lazy.
You ever fuck Mitzi Shore?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a yes. Clip it. Yeah.
You know what? She dated a lot of comics.
She did. Well, it wasn't
Rest in peace, Mitz.
Oh, she passed away?
She died.
Ooh.
You didn't go to
her
funeral?
You had sex with a corpse?
I did.
yeah, she... I never met her. I never met Mitzi Shore. Did you ever meet Esty from the Comedy Cellar?
Never.
And I never met Mitzi. You never met Esty.
Did she die?
No, Esty's still with us. Oh, she's well still booking the Comedy
maybe
Cellar.
Maybe I'll meet her then.
100%?
I don't know. I never met her. But Mitzi I met twice.
Oh,
but,
so she wasn't really around at the Comedy Store in the late years.
By the time that I had shown up and was going to get passed, she was around, but not really around. Do you know what
Got
I mean?
It.
Like, she was kind of, at that point, I think she was bedridden and she wasn't, she, it just wasn't, it was not good. Like, I had another comic who was living with us at the time in my apartment, and he would go up there and was like an aide to her. He would help her out, you know?
Right.
And like everything, you know, help her eat. And it was sad.
Oh, man.
It was tough.
What's the oldest woman you would consider having sex with? How old? What's the age limit?
100.
You would have sex with a 100-year-old woman?
No, that's the limit. 99 is my tip top.
Yeah.
Yeah, 99 is probably the highest I go. What's right. my limit? I don't know. Nothing up. What do you mean? I mean, if they're down, if later in life, you know, the old bag passes away and I'm a single mingle and I'm 76 and, you know, an 86-year-old comes up and
you're going to hit that.
She's feeling it. Yeah, you don't want to break her hip. You just got to be careful.
You know what's something that's really going to hold, if we live this long, what just sucks to be a man? Because my father tells me this. He said, your mind, like you still look at a 25-year-old gorgeous girl playing volleyball and want to be like, I want to have sex with her. He said, that doesn't go away in your mind ever as a guy.
Right.
So he said, men who are like 85 years old in wheelchairs that are shitting their pants.
Hornballs.
Still want to try to jerk off to the hot nurse.
That's why they do. That's why they always ask the nurse. They're like, would you mind tugging on my ding-dong? And the nurse is like, come on, Mr. D, you know I can't do that.
Yeah.
They have to play along with these old perverts.
Why won't they just do it?
I think some
like
of them,
if they really care.
Some of them spit and look away, you know?
A little bit.
Okay, Martha, we'll get you your pills.
Yeah, because at that point, you don't have any, you know.
Why should nursing homes and all that stuff, they should be giving out sex toys. By the way, sex toy companies, if you're listening, you should support them. Every guy should get a fleshlight in the sex home.
Good idea. And everybody in a nursing home, every man in a nursing home, should be legally allowed to get a prostitute or get a happy ending massage if they want.
100%.
They want to go Deshaun Watson, they go Deshaun Watson.
They should be able to Deshaun.
It's actually, is it Deshaun or Deshaun?
Does it really matter?
Well, to somebody we know, it does.
Deshaun. I think it's Deshaun. You said Deshaun? Maybe that's just an accent that you have.
Deshaun, do you know about that story with Deshaun Watson? It's one of those things.
Oh, yeah. He was flying out
women,
and then they accused him of sexual misconduct.
It's sexual misconduct, but
they were massage therapists, and he took advantage of it and made them do stuff to him.
But it's like one of those things.
I did see that.
But I did. But the DMs. Did you see the DMs? He would message them and say,
"Hey, I want to get."
And say, "Hey," and say, "Hey, can you give me a massage?" And they'd say, "Yeah, you know, my price this." And he'd say, "Happy ending?" Question mark. And they'd write "LOL" and then show a picture of their tits. So it's just.
Oh, seriously?
No.
Oh. I was like, did some of them do? I imagine there was one or two that were into it. This is how you crack the case. One or two of them probably said yes. You know?
Yeah.
And Deshaun was like, yeah. Well, and then he thinks they're all like that. And then the ones that aren't, that's obviously how it goes.
Well, here's the thing. Number one, I think it actually is the Houston Texans who leaked all that as a conspiracy because they just wanted Deshaun Watson to not leave the team and stay with their team because they think nobody's going to sign him now. Two, it's one of those things where it's like, let's be honest. Almost every NFL player, not every, but a majority of NFL players do what he did. They're just making an example of him.
Well, yeah, they wanted to pop him. It's kind of like they catch – It's like, how often do they annoy Ricky Williams about the weed thing?
You're like,
everyone smokes weed. They just wanted to make an example out of that guy. You know what I mean? They just wanted to poke the bear.
Yeah.
And they wanted to be like, he's a criminal. You know these black guys in their weed. Dude, everyone in the league was smoking
weed. Why is weed criminalized anymore? Like, for an athlete?
Well, the NFL now, right? Isn't it okay? Or no, so, NBA. Sorry, NBA is
If you
good.
Smoke weed in the NBA, no problem?
No problems anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah, because Adam Silver wised up. He realized that it's like, why would I penalize these guys for taking care of their body in an organic way?
Do you think from the...
It's rather that, or better than fucking pills.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking pills.
Do you think from the day Adam Silver was born, he's looked like he was dying of cancer?
He's looked like that.
That man has looked like he's dying of cancer
Emaciated.
For the last 30 years. I mean, he doesn't even have eyebrows.
He was born bald.
Yeah.
You know that? He never grew hair. He never once grew hair.
He actually never grew hair.
Never grew hair.
He looks like a slip. Like, he just like, he seems like he's probably the
Did
best commissioner
slippery?
In sports.
He looks slippery.
He looks slippery.
He's going to get away.
He looks like a slippery
in
little fuck.
In a game
fuck.
Of tag, you're never going to get him.
He's a slippery little shit.
And hide and go seek, he'll get away because he could go under door crests. I mean, he's gone.
People love him, though. The NBA, the players
he's
love him.
He's the best.
Him.
You know why I think he's a genius? He literally let the NBA players make the NBA their league, right?
Yes.
when these guys have an issue that they want to address, whether it's Black Lives Matter or they want to write something or they want to talk about it publicly, instead of condemning them like the fucking NFL did, those jerk offs, you know, he let them speak their mind. Because the idea behind it is, hey, if we can ingratiate power behind these guys and make them feel like they have a voice for whatever their issues are, well, then good, because I'm making billions of dollars on their athletic prowess.
Right.
Otherwise, like the NFL, it's bullshit. What are you really complaining about these guys making a statement? They're making a fucking statement. You don't like it. Okay. You don't have to like everything.
Yeah, but you don't kneel at my anthem, Andrew.
Now, I'll do a backflip at your anthem, by
That's
the way.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The idea that we sing the national anthem before we play a sporting event game
crazy.
Is the dumbest thing on... What does that have to do with... These are men playing a game that has no effect on the United States of America at all.
I couldn't agree more. I think
We're going to do that, if that's going to be the case, if you're like, yeah, but it's about American pride and da-da-da-da-da and all the history of America, okay, then we should do the national anthem before we do fucking everything, because people that fought for this country have made it so we can do anything. We should do it before this.
Yeah, we should do it before
this. You know what?
Let's go.
Right now.
In here, we pour whiskey.
Hey, guys, are you looking to showcase your work, sell something online, publish a blog, or you just want to put up a new website to show off your new kitten mittens that you got? You got to use Squarespace if you're creating a site. Listen, I used it for myself. You can tell it's so easy to use for someone that's so not smart like me. So if you have any intellectual level whatsoever, you're going to do great with Squarespace. It's super easy. Got beautiful templates set up for you to use. It truly is incredible and easy to finally make a website. I remember years ago, it was a nightmare. Trying to make a website was so stupid. You didn't know how to do it. You needed to know how to code. It was like, who knows how to code? But now with Squarespace, they make it very simple to showcase your work, publish something, sell something. They really do make it very simple to use. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support, which is incredible, and templates, or you can build from scratch. If you're smart enough, you can do it yourself, then do it yourself. But Squarespace is the only place that I would use to make a site. I used it there, and I got to tell you, I'm very, very happy with my product. Domains, websites, and everything else that you need to publish online, Squarespace is the place. So go to squarespace.com/whiskey for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code whiskey. Get 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Once again, squarespace.com/whiskey for a free trial. Use that code whiskey. Get 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Listen, everybody struggles differently in life, and mental health is something I've talked about very openly on this podcast, about something that I care about on a personal and a public level. I'm hoping everyone out there is getting the help that they need, talking to somebody, and BetterHelp is what we've recommended over and over because I do believe in them. BetterHelp can start communicating with someone in under 48 hours. And we've said this is not a crisis line and it's not a self-help line. It's professional counseling done online securely from the comfort of your own, wherever you are. You can do it literally from anywhere, which is so cool. And online counseling, I got to tell you, it's pretty great. It's one thing that the Pandy gave us that was awesome. You don't have to go to an office and sit in an uncomfortable waiting room around people, which I'm not a big fan of. So I do love the idea that you can do it comfortably from your own home. It's a little bit more affordable than traditional counseling, by the way, which is nice. So it's cheaper and you do it from your house. And BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. You can go check out the testimonials. Don't take my word for it, but go to betterhelp.com/reviews and you can check out people that have commented about it. Over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with BetterHelp. And again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. Go to betterhelp.com/whiskey. That's help, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/whiskey. You can see how many people it's done wonders for. This podcast, of course, is sponsored by BetterHelp and Whiskey Ginger. Listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/whiskey. Betterhelp.com/whiskey.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail?
But don't fuck Andrew. Get up.
Fight me.
Get up.
See, it's so insane.
You know what? If we really
want to sing a song together, like it's a cult.
Let's be honest. Before every game, if you really wanted to be American, if you really cared about America and you wanted to be the most American,
sign up for the army.
If you wanted that, or make it really American, have a mass shooting at the game.
Go ahead.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it. If you want to be Americans, Have a mass shooting at the game. More guns. Everyone should get a gun when you buy a ticket to a football game.
Yes.
You buy a ticket, get a gun. Remember,
you're not going to take my gun. I've never shot a gun. I've never held a gun.
Never?
Never in my life.
As a kid in the Midwest, we all did. It's prerequisite for being a kid in the
Midwest. In Chicago, they would get you guns?
Yeah, but you're going for when you're in Chicago, what you do is you're going to have to get in a car with some family friends. You're going to drive to Wisconsin. Up there in Wisconsin, you can shoot whatever you want. You can shoot birds, people, signs, whatever you need. Old cars,
yeah.
Pheasants, deers, buck, rabbit. No, real talk, though. That's what you do as a kid. You go up to Wisconsin, you go hunting.
Yeah, but that's why, like with the gun laws and people are like, Illinois got some of the strictest gun laws in the world. How does Chicago get the guns? It's like because they fucking drive to Wisconsin or Indiana and get the guns.
They're everywhere. You can't not get a gun. Chicago, look at this, the Tribune. I logged into the Tribune.
You're a Tribune guy?
Chicago Tribune.
Fagoot.
Come on, bro.
Come on.
But I check out the Tribune. This is what's sad every day. You can look at the Tribs. And you can look every single time at the bottom and you can look at the stories and how many kids or how many people were shot in Chicago. And every single day there's a story down here. And I find one right now. Look at this. Shooting. All you have to do is...
It's constant.
Yeah. Type in shooting in Chicago.
And it'll pop up today.
How about this? Watch this. Shooting in Chicago today.
Imagine it's your grandma.
She shoots.
She shoots to kill.
13 shot, 3 fatally in Chicago so far this weekend.
Oh, God.
15. I mean, come on, man. Like, it never stops. And where do they get the guns? Anywhere. When somebody's like, where do they get the guns? You're like, wherever they want.
But how do we stop it, though?
It's so easy. To stop guns?
No, to stop the violence in Chicago. Like,
Well, dude, that's a huge, huge...
Imagine we figure it out on Whiskey Ginger.
Right now. We're going to do it. Well, you know what helps a lot here in Southern California, whether or not I don't know what I'm talking about, but there's community organizers that are in particularly troubled neighborhoods, right? Right?
Say it.
Socioeconomically struggling neighborhoods, right? And what happens is
they got a lot of COVID deaths there.
The most.
Yeah.
What happens is they get these community organizers who used to be in gangs, and they try to put out these programs for young kids to not get into the gangs.
Right.
Because here's who's shooting people, bro. It's gang members. It's sure. Always gang members.
Always.
This isn't just
And innocent people are usually the ones getting killed.
All the time.
Yeah.
Because they're in those neighborhoods. They can't help it. They have to live there. So to me, I think there needs to be more help in stopping fucking gangs and giving these kids more opportunities to do other shit. Now, what is that? I don't know. I'm not a smart man. But that being said, it's gangs. It's 16, 15-year-old kids that are just popping off because they want to be a part of a thing.
I'd love to give my tax money to something like, you know?
To fight gangs? Yeah.
Yes.
Because instead of fighting stupid shit, you know, like the war on drugs, which is like part of gang culture, but you're like, how about we start with another piece?
What if we do this? What if we fight fire with fire?
Do we all join a gang?
And we say that we start to pump out from the United States that it's actually the gang, specifically the gang members of Chicago, who are disrespecting the prophet, and we tell ISIS that. ISIS now starts going after specifically members of gangs in Chicago.
You got it.
And we make ISIS...
Don't slow down.
We have ISIS become the new gangs in Chicago, and then this way, at least they're not killing innocent children, they're just killing infidels.
So listen up, Latin Kings and everybody that's in Chicago, if you're a part of a gang in Chicago... ISIS is the enemy. Let's kill these dudes. These cats have been crossing up on our turf.
Yeah.
Too many times they've been on our block. Let's get them.
They've been disrespected. This message is for our friends at the Caliphate in Kabul. They have been disrespecting the Prophet in South Chicago, is it?
Yeah, South and West.
Southwest Chicago has been disrespecting the Prophet for years now.
Yep.
I'm just going to say that. And if you guys need a video editor, because you guys do some great work with editing with ISIS, we have Andres from the Bad Friend Show.
Yeah, Fancy B would love to edit some of those ISIS videos.
Fancy B would do a great job editing those videos.
By the way, wouldn't that be funny if there's a call time for those ISIS videos for a production crew? They're like, you had to be here at 3:30. You know, we were starting at 3. You should have been here on time.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I had to something.
We tell you, you have to subtitle.
How funny would it be if they have call times, they have an on-set PA, an AD. It's like some young guy's like, I'm trying to get into it, but for now, I'm just running bombs back and forth. I'm trying, but one day I would be one of you guys.
Dude, the ISIS PA would be hilarious.
What a good series, the ISIS PA.
Yeah.
It's like he's a peon of a terrorist group.
Yeah, yeah. He's just a shitty terrorist. Dude, because I mean, if you look at the editing, I mean, it's
phenomenal.
It's Hollywood level.
No, honestly, I think they use Blackmagic cameras, and it's like a 3-camera setup.
No. far and away, the equipment ISIS has is better than what we have right
it's
here.
It's better than what we're shooting on right now.
Oh, they would look at this and be like, what is this piece of shit?
What are you shooting this on, this piece of shit?
No, they would bring in the ISIS beheading cameras and this show would take off. They show us what to do. They're like actually nice guys about it.
Yeah, the lighting is terrible. That's part of your problem.
They show the angle, like you have to hit this angle with the behead because you don't want the dirty shot.
Bro, when I first saw that video, I will never forget in college when they beheaded that guy live on camp, you know, when they beheaded that journalist.
Yes. And it was like slow, dude.
I remember seeing that in my buddy Mark's room. Stupid Fat Mark. Shout out, Stupid Fat Mark.
Stupid Fat Mark. Fat
SFM. Buck. Yeah. And Mark, I was watching into his room because he had like the fastest computer with the best internet. And because he was, you know. I got to tell you, that was singed into my brain. And I literally had to kind of like go for a walk to get it out.
I couldn't
eat. I had never seen anything that scared me and shocked me that much.
No. It was crazy. You know what's another scary one that ISIS did? Like, and it's equally as horrifying, when they lit the Syrian pilot on fire.
My God.
That was brutal, dude. Because you just kind of see his body like incinerating. And then
it's
like
insane.
You just see like in the middle, like his hands on his head. And he just like gives up. Like he just gives up and dies.
Yeah. So these people are the worst people on earth. Let's switch it up and switch the mood.
Well, worst people on earth, but some of the best video quality. Let's just
of
say
all
that.
Time. Their production, okay, look, their production is through the roof.
I would say the production of ISIS beats out the production of the Nazis. I'm just going to say that and let's switch.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Let's talk about it.
Dude, speaking of production levels through the roof, we got into South Park's vaccination special. I don't know if you saw it yet.
What did you say?
South Park's vaccination special. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't. Is it like...
I think those guys are able to pump stuff out. When I mean production level, it's like they're able to pump out comedy so fast that it's almost... How can you win?
To be honest with you, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, to be honest, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
I genuinely, when I watch South Park, I almost feel like either they're time traveling... Like because of how quick they are.
Yeah.
And two, I feel like they don't win any awards or anything like that. Because they're above it.
Right.
Like it almost like they're so funny that they don't even qualify for a comedic category.
You're too funny to win a comedy award.
I'm serious. No, like they're actually too funny. Like everyone's like, okay, whoever won for best comedy, it's like you won, but like obviously South Park always wins, but like you won, fine. It's like it's like they're aliens, dude.
But awards that you learn at some point that awards are such cockamamie nonsense. When I was young, I did think in my mind, I thought it meant it went to the most popular or the one who sold the most or did the most.
Yeah.
But that's not the case anymore.
No.
Like once you learn it, you get it, and you like this year, this made me laugh in a sad way, but this year Tiffany Haddish won like a Grammy for her comedy album.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking up, I was like, who are the runners up every year? Because I don't really pay attention to that shit. Because I just wanted to know. Because I love Tiff and she's the shit. And I saw she celebrated on her Instagram. And I was like, who else was up? And it was like Seinfeld and whatever.
Like major names.
Yeah. But then I looked at like, who are the runner up every year? Like I wanted to see. And bro, for 5 years, Gaffigan's been like a runner up. It made me so sad. Grammy for best comedy album.
Dude, and Gaffigan's the kind of guy, even though he's a clean comic,
he'll
have a few fucking pops, he'll have a few beers, and he'll swing on you.
Oh, yeah, well, dude,
he's had full fight with the crowd.
Tough as nails.
I would never fuck
with
Gaffigan.
So look at this, Gaffigan in, this made me sad, because I was just going through it. I was like, man, did Gaffigan get clipped every single year they nominated him? So this year nominated, didn't win. Last year nominated, didn't win. 2019, didn't win. 2018,
he's like the Bills.
Didn't win. Yeah, dude. I was like, give this guy a fucking... If they give you 4 years of... Give it fucking to him.
Just give him one.
4 years? Okay, but by the way, that was 4 years in a row, because he also got nominated in 2013. He also got nominated in 2012.
He just never wins.
No, it's so fucking cruel. Give him one.
By the way,
Weird Al Yankovic has won it twice, his best comedy album.
Really?
Yeah, he won it two times. He won it in 2015.
What?
And guess what? In 2015, guess who he beat?
Jim Gaffigan. Jimmy G.
By the way, my point was, I love Jimmy Gaffigan, and I was like...
Has he ever been on Whiskey Ginger?
No.
I can't think of a more perfect guest for Whiskey Ginger than Jimmy G.
But he lives in New York.
New York.
And we wanted to do a Zoom, but Zooms are hard, man.
Nah, Zoom, I think as a country, at least in entertainment, we're past the Zoom. I think I'd rather just do it, unless it's like, you know, you're going to do fucking like Obama, then whatever you have to do, you have to do.
I might do Obama.
You're going to do Obama? He's from Chicago.
Obama texted me, and he said, I want to be on the show. Why can I get on the show? And I said, it's fine, but we have to laugh at the clip of Joe Biden falling down the stairs. That's the first thing I'm going to show.
Yeah.
And he bailed. He wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't do that?
Couldn't laugh at him.
Dude, I got him on my podcast, and in the camera, he said Trump 2024 to the camera.
Can I tell you something? I think Obama and Trump are working side by side.
You genuinely believe that?
I believe it. I think they're working together. I think Obama and Trump are working together. That's why he did this whole thing. Show me the papers. Where was he born?
Right.
You know, and then Obama outed him for all the awful stuff that he said. You know, Obama was the one that found the tape of him saying, grab him by the... You know what I mean?
He did.
Obama found the tape.
He planted Billy Bush.
Planted Bush.
Planted Bush.
Talk about someone that got the rawest end of that deal.
Oh.
Just an idiot. Just an idiot, like E-News type of guy. Who's like, hey, daddy. He's on a bus being cute and got his hair done. He looks all nice in his makeup. And Donald's like, yeah, you can grab him. And Billy Bush is like, hey, okay, they pay me $6 million to be a puppet.
Yeah.
Why did that guy get burned so bad?
You know what's so, and
what
I
they want that guy to do?
Billy Bush, too, I'm sure when that clip came out, he didn't even remember Trump saying that. And no way Trump even remembered saying that.
First of all, it wasn't on camera. So it's not, so it's a behind the scenes thing where Billy's probably making a sandwich. You know what I mean? He's like making a turkey sub on that bus. And he's like, and Trump's like, oh, you grab it by the pussy. And he's like, yeah, for sure. But he's like, do we have any more chips with it? You know what I mean? Like, there's no way they're paying attention to what
dude,
he's saying.
You know what, too, my stepmom said? Because that Grab by the Pussy came out like in when Trump was like running in 2016.
I remember, yeah.
That made my stepmom, and I would imagine a lot of other women, actually vote for Trump because they were like, the media is going to now say that even a guy can't say words. Like, we all know what guys say.
Yeah.
People were like, oh, well, you know, oh, what, it's Grab by the Pussy? It's like, what, you know, my stepmom was like, what is it going to be? Is it going to be feminism where we can rise above this shit? Or it's like, because he said something like that, now, oh, he's a big, strong man and we have to be scared of him. She was like, fuck him. Fuck the media. I'm voting for Trump. A lot of people did that.
No, I'm sure. Well, here's the problem with the whole thing to me. With all that shit, now looking back in retrospect, you're like, Trump, the thing about Trump that people never even gave him credit for is like, dude, he showed you he was an evil, wicked weirdo.
Yes.
Right? So why are we pretending to be surprised when he does something fucked up?
Right.
You're like, what do you mean? You think he doesn't talk like that?
Yeah.
He's a fat, swollen, diabetic, gout-ridden, McDonald's-chewing golfer who's a liar. Like,
hey, that's my president.
He was, dude.
What?
And now it's Kamala Harris.
I know. Now, do you notice now it's not like you should be like the Trump presidency or like
the guy
Clinton
never lied to us, by the way. He was always a fucking piece of shit.
Always.
So it's like, what? Why are you pretending like you're blown away that he's a piece of shit? That's
People
annoying.
People are ridiculous. People are ridiculous.
Yes, he's a piece of shit. What are you fucking surprised? No, he's a fucking dildo.
You know what I saw today was like a good tweet. I don't remember the exact wording, but it was something I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, you know, because like everyone like the woke people, how like, you know, like there's certain people now, like I forgot her name, but like she's like claiming to be so woke, but then like people are going back in her tweets and she's so much racist
there
bullshit.
There was a girl in Teen Vogue. Did you not see that?
Yes, which is crazy. Imagine when we were 17 years old or 16 years old, we had Twitter. Oh. We would all be canceled and done.
Please.
You cannot take someone's career away from them for something they did when they were a teenager.
But how about not something they did, right? Because if you do deplorable acts, if you murdered someone,
murdered someone at 17.
But my point is, it's what you said. So she said something stupid and inappropriate, then make her apologize.
That's it.
Make her say sorry and make up for her mistake.
Look.
Otherwise, we don't want people to fix themselves. Then you're just saying, okay, you said something racist once. That must mean you're a racist for the rest of your life.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I,
how are you going to fix that?
I've been saying this even on stage, and it used to be actions speak louder than words, but now words speak louder than actions.
Yeah.
Somehow that flipped. Two things flipped, in my opinion, in our world. Before eyes, we didn't even realize it was coming. Actions speak louder than words. Words speak louder than actions. That flipped. And then the American flag. After 9/11, you had that American flag out high and proud. You were everybody was
you're
a
the
patriot.
Greatest person
no matter
on
what
earth.
You look like. Now you have that out, you're a racist, disgusting person.
No, it's insane.
How crazy is that?
And we just let it happen. What was the turn? When did the American flag become evil?
With Trump, he came in 2016.
Isn't that so fucked up?
They associate the American flag
with him.
Trump loving now.
That's insane.
It all is coming. It's because here's the thing. What
it's
I
like, you like this country? You're like, go somewhere else.
I live here.
What are you talking about?
Why don't you go live in Venezuela then? Let's see how you do in Venezuela.
It's insane.
You fuck.
It's insane to think that, like, because you are trying to be positive. Like, by the way, flying an American flag, the idea that someone would be like, oh, yuck. And you're like, but say why.
Say why,
yuck.
You could say, flying.
What do you not like?
Yeah.
Do you have problems with this country? Sure. I don't think everything is perfect, but what utopian society is. Go name me. I fucking hate it when someone's like, You know what's better? Sweetener. They always throw out some bullshit. Where
they're
like,
all exactly the same. Yeah. They look exactly the same. They think exactly the same. So fine, I understand that.
Right.
But it's like, and then people like shit on. Of course, America's not perfect. There's racism and there's problems anywhere in the world. There is. In fucking Europe, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
A black player scored a goal, they threw bananas on the field.
Right.
We would never do that here. In China, right now.
They do that in Boston, by the way.
Okay. Do they do that? They still throw bananas on the field?
No, but players would always say when they go to play in Boston, baseball players, they would yell racial shit. But Boston's the most racist place on planet.
Boston's Boston.
Boston's Boston.
Yeah, Boston's.
That being said, don't go to Boston.
In here, we pour whiskey.
Are you drinking enough water, as your mother would say to you? And you know I'm trying to now, especially because I'm running again because it's getting nice outside. So Papa, be running. And to hydrate yourself and feel good while drinking something delicious and better than water, use Liquid IV. It's great. I don't know if you ever tried it. If you haven't, what are you doing? They got a bunch of different flavors, and I really do like this stuff. The hydration product is really good. You get yourself, it's 2 to 3 times the amount of hydration as just drinking a stupid little glass of regular old water. Wise up, bucko. Do yourself a favor and get some Liquid IV. They have incredible hydration flavors. Watermelon, lemon, lime, passion fruit, which I really like. And they just launched strawberry. Depends on what part of the globe you're on. But I do like this stuff. It is very delicious. And also helps if you've had one too many soda pops the night before. If you're feeling a little woozy boozy, I have some Liquid IV in the morning and it makes me feel much, much better. It's got 5 essential vitamins. Vitamin C is in there as much as potassium as a banana. And, you know, it's hard to eat a banana in public because you look like a goof. But this Liquid IV company is also doing good. They've donated a lot of servings in response to COVID-19. 3.7 million to be exact. So grab strawberry Liquid IV or their other great flavors in bulk nationwide at Costco. Or you can get 25% off, which is huge. When you go to liquidiv.com, use the code whiskey at checkout. 25% off anything at checkout when you use the promo code whiskey at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today with liquidiv.com promo code whiskey. You deserve to know what you're putting inside of your body. It's a temple. And if it's not a temple, it's a church. If it's not a church, it's a place of worship. If it's not a place of worship, it's just a field that you like to visit sometimes. Look, whatever you call your body, you should know what you're putting in it. And Ritual, I got to tell you, very good. Clean, vegan-friendly multivitamins formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms your body can actually use. If you're not taking any kind of multivitamin or supplement at all, I think you're missing out on some key stuff you should be putting in your body. It's got that delayed release capsule to make taking them Vita Vita Vegemins very easy. It's as simple as that. Ritual is a vegan-friendly multivitamin that is very good for you, and I highly suggest it. They got key nutrients that your body needs and helps fill in the gaps of whatever diet you're on, whatever you're eating. They're made traceable. You always know what nutrients you're taking and where they come from, thanks to Ritual's one-of-a-kind visible supply chain. Pretty good. I am a big proponent of someone that's trying to clean out my body as I get older and stay healthy. Taking a multivitamin has been something that I've been doing for years now. Ritual is great. I really like it. And it's great because they're delivered to your front door. So, you know, free shipping always. You can start, snooze, or cancel the subscription at any time, which I found very convenient. Look, if you're looking for one extra healthy nougat of your life to be upped, Ritual is the way to go. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. That's great. Visit ritual.com/whiskey to start your ritual today. Ritual.com/whiskey.
Ginger. I like gingers.
But, and
no,
then,
I love Boston.
And then what about, you know, like even in China, a year ago, during COVID, there's a province in China, the Ungar province or something like that, where it's a majority Muslim population. They take them, shave their heads, and put them on trains into concentration camps today.
Today.
2021, today, shaving their heads.
But the problem is people want to ignore that stuff and pretend like we're the worst, when in actuality, we are, and I consider myself someone who's progressive in nature. Like, I'm trying.
Just say you're gay.
I am.
Okay.
Like, you don't know. You're my fucking boyfriend. But I'm trying my best to, like, be open-minded about everything. That's my whole thing now. I'm just like, yeah, I'll take it as it comes, right? I'm not going to discount anything. And I think America as a whole is trying its best to be progressive. But then when someone says, we're so fucking far behind, you go, dude, have you ever been anywhere else?
No. Nope.
Because we're not far behind. There's places, what do you mean? There's places right now. Dude, women couldn't drive in Saudi Arabia until like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking
the
about?
The most slaves that have ever existed in the history of the world exist right now in Saudi Arabia right now.
it's so crazy.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that we're
if you even say the word slave in the United States, you could go to federal prison for that.
There's a cop coming in right now. Come on in,
boys.
Get him.
So
we got to, it's so funny how it turned political. You know what it really is to me? It's more just like, I'm tired of everyone shitting on us. Why can't we just get to a place where we're like, well, can we work together to make things better?
Instead of
fuck you and fuck you and you suck and you're wrong.
It's instead of the teen vogue-getter, exactly what you said. Instead of making her, instead of firing her, let her apologize and explain herself.
And work it out.
Bygones be bygones. She hugs it out and that's it.
Work it out. We used to be able to work it out.
Well,
remember when you got a fight in your neighborhood with someone, you argue with somebody, you know? And it was like your dad afterwards was like, well, you gotta go be a man about it.
Yeah.
And work it out.
Dude.
Be a man, grow up, and work it out.
In my high school in the year 2000, if you got into a fight in the hallways or whatever,
teachers would watch for sure.
Mr. D, he would take both you guys down to the basement. He had boxing gloves, and he'd let you box three rounds. I swear to God.
So good.
That's a thing that would happen, and he'd let you just fight
it
out.
It's so like the 1950s. I love that.
But it was
good. He's smoking. He's like, go ahead, boys. Go at it.
He's getting horny.
But truth be told, beyond the fact that the violence of that whole thing and beyond all that, the real truth is like America went from a place where we like really did try to work out our problems. And when you told somebody something was fucked up and wrong, we used to be like, oh shit, maybe we should chill on that shit.
Yeah.
But now it's like, you said that word?
Yeah.
Well, I hope we banish you forever.
Well, dude, it's just a transfer of power. All it is now woke people and the PC people, like the extreme people that want to cancel this Teen Vogue editor, they're just being bullies. A bully used to be someone who would, pull up your wedgie. They don't do that anymore.
No.
Now they can't. Now they try to put pressure on you to cancel you, and that's why, in my opinion, so many people who call everybody out and try to be these woke police, when you go back in their Twitter, they have racist tweets because they were bullies 10 years ago.
Of course.
But 10 years ago, the way you bullied someone and would be dominant and be an asshole is by doing racist things and like that.
100%.
So that's why we don't really have that much. So we have jokes, but I never tried to bully anyone. You're never going to find a tweet from mine back in the day. Yes, you'll find things that are like attempts at jokes.
Right.
But you're never going to hear something like where I tweeted something like really racist like these people because we weren't trying to bully anybody back then.
By the way, if you tweeted something and it comes off racist, I bet you it was a joke.
Yes.
I bet you it was just a bad joke at the time.
That's all
you thought was funny and you were trying to be funny.
Yes.
And by the way, maybe some of these people are trying to say something funny and it just doesn't work out. You know what I mean? She was just trying to make a stupid joke. And I don't know. I'm not saying in particular these girls because I didn't really read the tweets. I just love the headline was hilarious that it's like, girl gets fired and the girl who tried to stop her from being hired also got fired. It was like the girl got fired for saying fucked up and then the other girl who was like, I told you, they found out she said fucked up shit. You're all eating each other. You're all eating each other's
tail. That's all they do is eat each other.
Eating now, your own.
That's all that happened. That's the cycle. It's like, that's the thing. You want to call somebody out for their actions, you better be squeaky clean, motherfucker, because that camera's going to turn around and that light's going to turn around and shine right on you. And what are we going to see? Anal warts.
Anal warts.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you don't have anymore. And I will say, some of my fans comment sometimes and they go, does Chrissy still have A-dubs? And I always say, no, he got it taken care of. But
skin tags.
But you know what month is coming up.
What is it?
It's Anal Warts Awareness Month.
Are you serious?
Anal Warts Awareness Month is May.
Anal Warts Awareness, that's my daughter's birthday month.
And that's why.
No, I don't have any anal warts, but I do have skin tags on both my ass cheeks, and I have what I think is an emerging hemorrhoid.
Okay, so have you really ever had hemorrhoids before?
No.
So I've had one before.
And you shit pure blood.
It was honestly the worst pain I've ever had in my entire life.
Really? Take me through it.
I had to sit on a donut. It was right after college.
Like you wouldn't be able to sit here right now and do the show.
I would. It would just be very uncomfortable. I'd be shifting a lot, and I'd be...
How'd you shit a hemorrhoid out in college? What happened? You don't shit them out.
Right after college. No. It's like a bubble. It's like an inflamed, filled with fluid and blood piece of your anal tissue, your tissue.
So is that different from anal fissures? Because my dad has anal fissures.
Now that...
I think he shits blood.
He does. And you do get a little blood skidoodles on the hemorrhoids. By the way, if anybody's eating right now, buckle up. I hope it's something soupy.
Yeah, and if you are going to vomit, why don't you just record that and tweet that at Cheeto Santino,
at Cheeto Whiskey Santino, Ginger at Podcast. Whiskey Ginger Podcast, at ChristyComedy.com. Please go to everything that he has, including his Patreon. Please comment, please subscribe, please like, please push, please post, please tweet, please Vine.
Yes.
TikTok-y. And do all the goods. But honestly, I had to sit on a donut for a while because it was so painful. Because, and you know what I got it from?
What?
Lifting.
Is that what, did you feel it kind of popping out of your butt?
I just felt like strain and stress. And after I was done lifting, I was like, you know how I was really sore?
Yeah.
And my ass was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then that night at home, I could feel it. It was bad. Anybody who's had a Hemi, go ahead and comment down below if you had a Hem. Be part of the Hem crew. And I'll send you a shirt.
What they say, though, is the worst pain for a guy ever to experience is passing a kidney stone. You ever do one of those?
No, but I think my dad had one. They break it up. You know, they break it up now.
Yeah.
So back in the day, you used to have to pass a whole stone, but now they can give you a pill, or they can physically break it up with, like, there's a machine they use to break it up. So when you pee it out, it's not as big. But I think he said his dad had to piss out one before they even knew the technology. And it was, by and large, the worst pain he's ever had.
Joe Bartnick told the story once to me. That,
you know, he passed a stone.
Oh, dude, he said he was drinking at, like, I think, a Pittsburgh Steelers game. And he said he was like, imagine, like, drinking, like, 20 beers and having to pee, like, you can't imagine. Like, after that, he said, and the pee wouldn't come out. He's like, I was just peeing, and it just wouldn't come out. Mm. He's like, I was just sitting in the porta potty, and the pee just wouldn't. I had to pee so bad, and it's just not working. So I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And then he said, I just heard it go, ping! And it hit right off the back of the porta potty. He said, and it was like this big. He said, it just fucking ripped open the top of my dick. He said, I just kept pissing. He said, and then I was just already so drunk already. He was like, that. I was like, I should probably go to the hospital. He said, but I was like, it's already in the bowl there. So he said, I just kept drinking. He said, I drank another 20 beers, woke up in somebody's basement.
Whose basement?
I don't know. He said, somebody's basement.
He's sober now, right?
I think so. Yeah, this was years ago.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Dude, if you piss a kidney stone out, you end up in somebody's basement 20 beers later.
Dude,
after
we were at
game.
Giannis Pappas' wedding 2 years ago.
Shout out to Jan Pop.
Shout out Yanni Pop. Shout out Giannis Pappas' wedding 2 years ago. And Bartnick got so drunk, he missed the wedding. And we were at the hotel where the wedding
was. So he's not sober.
It was in a castle. The wedding was in a castle. And so we were staying at the castle where the wedding reception was. And we were there at like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And he was drinking. And let's say the wedding was at 7:30.
Let's say.
Joe woke up the next morning. It was like, the wedding. He just showed up to breakfast in his tuxedo.
So
with like,
he's got a problemo.
Problem. And that's what we're here for. Joe, come on in.
Yeah. I'm fucked if this was a fake podcast for an intervention.
Oh my God.
Joe's behind the camera. He's like, wait, what's up?
That's probably the only way to get interventions with comedians.
Do you have to intervene anybody in your life?
I've never had to intervene you.
No, but there's somebody I should have intervened years ago.
But are they dead now?
They are.
Yeah?
Thanks for bringing it up.
What happened? Well, what can you do? I used to watch that show Intervention all the time.
I used to love it. Yeah. It made me feel better about when I was drinking too much. If I would go on a bender for like a week of just partying, I'd watch Intervention sometimes and be like, well, those guys are way worse than me.
But
I'm not that
bad. I don't have a problem. Like for me, like what I think I actually am addicted to is like sweets. Like if you said, hey, like I would imagine the same way for an alcoholic is like, I want to drink that beer. It looks like a chocolate chip muffin to me. Like if you said you can never have chocolate chip muffins again, that would be very difficult for me to cope with.
What? Like truly, if your doctor said you have to give up sugar tomorrow or you're going to die, Would it be one of those things where you're like, I might have to sneak it once in a while because I can't not do it?
I think that's what I do. So that's why, like, when I hear, like, an alcoholic who's been sober for 30 years, I just imagine, like, that must be, like, what
painful.
It is. Yeah, because, I mean, if you told me I couldn't have you black and white cookies, I wouldn't know what to do.
They're the best, by the way.
What's better than that?
And white cookie from a Jewish deli is just like, what are we talking about
What
right
do you
now?
First, the black side or the white side?
You know what side. Actually, only the white, and I throw the black side away.
What?
No, what do you mean? What side do I eat? You know, you want to know how masochistic and weird I am? I go right down the middle.
You go in the middle?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, all right, fine.
What side do you eat? Black. You eat black first.
I love chocolate. So what I like to do is I eat a little bit of the chocolate and then I eat a little bit of the vanilla. Mm. And then what I like to do is when it gets to like half moon, I dip it in my iced coffee.
Get out of town and come on back and give me a kiss. Can I give you a little tip?
Yep.
Since you like chocolate, you like Nutella?
Do I like Nutella?
Go ahead and get yourself 2 black and white cookies late at night. Big glass of milk. Huh? Put some Nutella between the cookies. Make it a cookie sandwich, a Nutella black and white cookie sandwich.
How many calories do you think we're at? If
1,700.
No, do you genuinely think if I had 2 black and white cookies, a glass of milk with Nutella in between, that's 1,700?
I think it's maybe around 1,000. Let's say this. How many calories are in a black and white cookie? But maybe this doesn't know about black and white cookies. Yes, yeah. This doesn't know.
What are they? Yeah, because they probably called some other stupid name.
Around 400 calories in one single Entenmann's black and white cookie.
400 calories?
400 calories.
In one?
What did I say? I know we peaked. And what? If you got 2 of them, that's 800 plus Nutella.
Yeah, plus like...
How many calories are in a spoonful of Nutella?
100.
This said Nirvana. On its website, Nutella says each tablespoon has 100 calories.
So two tablespoons of Nutella, so it'd be 1,000 calories.
That's what I said.
That's what it'd be. Yeah, nailed it.
You're done.
Dude, one time I was in Cincinnati. I swear to God, I was with my friend, the great Mike Cannon, great comedian.
Shout out to Mike Cannon.
Shout out Mike Cannon at I Am Mike Cannon Comedy.
Is it I Am Mike Cannon Comedy?
I think it's at I Am Mike
let's
Cannon.
Let's plug the right. If we're going to do it right, let's plug what I think it is, it's, okay? Yeah,
let's plug Mikey.
Because Mike Cannon's very funny. We want to give some love to Mike Cannon. We don't want to do it the wrong way. Shout out to at Mike Cannon.
It is. Hold on. At I Am Mike Cannon on Instagram and Twitter. One of the funniest guys alive. Love Mike Cannon. Been
go
a
over
of
there
for 10
and
years.
Say Chrissy D sent you and Papa Cheeto.
Yeah, check on his podcast.
Well, let's not give him that. Let's not plug too much.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck Mike Cannon.
Where were you guys? Were you?
So, Mike, so we're in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And we were riding on scooters. We were eating chili. And I said, let's go into this cafe. So we go into the cafe. I walk up to the woman, black woman, and I say, hey, yeah, can I have a black iced coffee? And she goes, what do you mean? And I said, I'd like a black, like an iced coffee black.
Ooh, careful.
And because in New York, if you could just say black iced coffee, it's like.
Everybody knows.
That's, yeah. And then Mike was like, yeah, like. Two black iced coffees. And she goes, what the fuck you white boys think you talking to me like that for? And we said, what? I said, what? I go, we'd like
two African-American iced coffees?
Yeah, I said, we'd like two black iced coffees.
She's thinking, how is that derogatory?
And she goes, you mean you want a coffee with no milk or sugar? And I was like,
sure.
Yes. And she goes, so why don't you just fucking say that? And I was like, because in New York, you could say black iced coffee.
That's everywhere. I've everywhere you go.
Yeah. So then the person, the manager or whatever says, what's going on here? I said, we're trying to order two black iced coffees. And she goes, and he goes to the lady. He goes, can you just please make two coffees with no sugar and milk? And then I go, yeah. And then we're like, yeah, like looking at each other. She takes both coffees and fucking throws them at us. We have,
shut up.
Yeah, we just like got coffee like all over us, just like dripping down. And she was just like, you motherfucking racist.
Wow.
And I was just like,
she's right.
Yeah. And I was just like, I'm sorry. And then like we were like so shaken up, we got back on our scooters. And I like went to like go like get it, because I was like scared. I like went to like go out of there and like went on the scooter and I fucking hit the curb and I fell. And I freaking.
So coffee all over you.
Yep.
With no milk or no sugar in it.
No milk or sugar. Then
you hit a curb.
Then I hit a curb. Then we go finally get a nice coffee. We get back to our hotel. We go up into the room. Mike, he likes to smoke a little bit of the bud. We're smoking bud on the balcony. He goes, yo, Chris, come over. Look at this. We see two crackheads, like watching it, two crackheads come out of a dumpster. They were sleeping in a dumpster all night. Cincinnati is a fucking insane
tough.
City. It's a tough-ass tough insane city.
What was the venue?
The Funny Liberty Bone? Funny Bone.
Is it Funny Bone there?
I think it's a Liberty Funny Bone.
I've never done since.
Dude, Skyline Chili. We were in Shout out Skyline Chili.
Oh, I love
Cincinnati.
Skyline Chili. Oh, shout
my
out.
God. It was so,
shout
out. It was one of those things. I swear to God, I took one bite of it. It was so good because I got the bowl. I took one bite of it and I fucking roofed it.
There's a place out here. There's a place out here that has really good chili with spaghetti noodles at the bottom.
Whoa.
In Milwaukee, it's called Real Chili.
Never been to Milwaukee.
Never?
Good city?
Honestly, I'm not kidding. I'm not joking around right now. One of my favorite cities in the Midwest.
Milwaukee?
By far.
What's so different?
Drinking town. If you like drinking, it's a drinking town.
Well, it's awesome when they hit a home run at the Brewers. That guy goes down, the guy goes down
which
the slide.
Which doesn't happen too often. Brewers loses. Chili John's. If you ever want to go to a place, it's called Chili John's.
Chili John's.
Chili John's over in Burbank. It's old school. It's one of these, you know, like a U-shaped counter like that. How great is that?
Oh, that's great.
Beautiful. Chili John's has chili like that. No, Milwaukee's one of my favorite cities in the Midwest, you know? But when I go to Wisconsin, when I go to play, I play Comedy on State in Madison.
I love Madison.
I'm obsessed.
Shout out Comedy on State.
Obsessed.
No matter who you are.
Shout out to the city that killed Sam Cooke.
Yep. Well, how'd they kill him?
No, not Sam Cooke. Otis Redding.
How'd they kill Otis Redding?
Otis Redding crashed a plane into the Lake Minota.
Why did he
Sam
do that?
Sam Cooke died in L.A. from a hooker shot him in the chest.
Why did he do that? Why did he crash the plane into the lake?
There's two, the city lays on two lakes. Lake Minota, Lake Manada, Minota, whatever. It's almost the same name. These guys, they don't know how to fucking name
lakes
up
there. Lake Native Americans.
Lake Natives. The fog was too heavy and the plane crashed. Otis Redding, dude, he died in Otis Redding died in Madison, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Otis Redding died in Madison, Wisconsin.
Please be wrong. Please be wrong.
I need to make sure. Yeah, final approach, Madison.
You know, I always get Otis.
However, the private plane carrying soul music legend Otis Redding would crash into the frigid waters of a small lake 3 miles short of the runway, including 7 of the 8 men aboard, including Redding. By the way, the one man that got away, still alive.
How the hell did he survive a plane crash into a lake?
Some guys are tougher than others.
That's what it is, right?
Yeah, some guys can just handle a hit from a plane. But anyway, Milwaukee, big drinking town, one of the most fun places ever. I was at the Hofbrau House with my childhood best friend and a bunch of us. This is how wild Milwaukee is. In a fucking bar, they have a tree stump, right, that grew outside, and they literally cut down the tree, and then they built a bar around it.
That's hilarious.
They got a real tree stump, and they have Jesus nails. You know Jesus carpenter nails?
Sure.
Yeah, right? They have a fucking hammer, a fucking sledgehammer, and if you can nail it in the least amount of hits, you get to, you know, everyone, whoever does it the most has to buy the round of beer. They give you a hammer and a fucking nail and a tree stump
and
in a bar.
And a keg of beer.
Yeah,
and dude, a stein of beer.
You just hit it as hard as you fucking can.
See, I never even thought that like Milwaukee was like, I just thought it was
phenomenal,
like a flyby city.
Fuck no, dude. A big
It's like a little
town.
Chicago, kind of?
It's much smaller Chicago. But I mean, they have a college there called Marquette, where my
Marquette,
best friend
Dwayne Wade.
Marquette is where the first place I ever got to put one in the tukus out there.
Whoa.
Yeah. Dude, I love that city. That city is so fun. But Milwaukee is underrated. Big drinking town, you know, sports town. Unfortunately, you know, the Bucks are all over the place, but sometimes up, sometimes down. The football team's over in Green Bay.
How far is Milwaukee from Green Bay?
Hour and a half, maybe, something like that.
If you're live in Milwaukee, you're a Green Bay Packers fan.
100%, you got to be a Packers fan. Can't be anything but a Packers fan.
How far is Chicago from Milwaukee?
Couple hours.
Oh, so you could go to Milwaukee for the weekend.
You could, but you wouldn't. Why would you do that? Why would you leave the greatest city in the Midwest to go to Milwaukee?
You ever go see a Green Bay Packers game?
No, you know what? And I really, really want to. That's one of those things that's on my list of all. I used to go on tour when I did stand up. Back in my day. God, I can't wait.
Which we may be going back. You and I may be doing a little
stand-up. No, we are. We're going to be doing something
soon. We're
going to
do it in May?
We're going to be doing something soon in May. Great. Cross your fingers. But I used to go to baseball games, and I would go alone. I didn't even care because I wanted to.
What do you mean? You'd go to Milwaukee Brewer games alone?
No. I would go all over the country wherever I was, and I would just go to a baseball game. If the feature didn't want to go with me, I'd go by myself.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see every stadium. But with football, football stadiums suck.
Yeah.
There's nothing cool about them. But the only one I do want to see left on my list is
Green
is,
Bay.
Is
Lambeau
Field. Yeah.
How many baseball stadiums have you gotten to?
I'm all but 5.
Wow. What are the 5 you haven't hit?
Well, New Yankee. I haven't been to New Yankee Stadium,
okay.
Which is like...
It's not great, to be honest with you.
Really?
The old Yankee Stadium is so much better.
Cool. It was so
and
cool.
And the Citi Field where the Mets play is 10 times better. And I love the... I'm a diehard Yankee fan, but they...
Been to see the Mets.
They just made a bullshit corporate stadium.
Yeah, sadly.
What are the stadiums?
Miami. Never been to Miami.
Never been to Miami. You know, I've never been to Miami.
I've been to the city a million times, but I've never been to a game. It's New York, Miami, it's something out here.
Did you go to Pittsburgh?
Mariners. I've never been to a Seattle game.
Safeco Field is sick.
Yeah, I've never been up there. And I have, that's 3. No, I have been to Pittsburgh. I have been to Philly. I have been to.
You've been to like Oakland.
I've been to Baltimore. Of course, I've been to Oakland. I've been everywhere in California.
Every single one.
Well, there's only 4.
How's the Anaheim Angels Stadium? Is it dope?
No, it's garbage.
Just like in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, it's insane. If they didn't have Mike Trout, they wouldn't get no one to go there.
Is it just off the highway bullshit?
It is off the highway bullshit. The only thing that's cool about it is you can take the train, and the train literally lets you off in the parking lot.
So you took the train from LA to Anaheim?
If I go south, I take the train.
Why? Because driving, just you're in traffic?
I'd rather cut off my penis and sew it to your head.
What? That would be great.
It's the nightmare. Yeah, you could kiss it. It's a nightmare, dude. Driving out like San Diego Padres games, taking the train. It lets you off downtown. I'm taking the metro. There's internet on there. There's a booze cart, a booze and food cart.
How long from L.A. to San Diego? How long?
A couple hours, 2.5 or 3.
But driving L.A. to San Diego,
could be
6 hours?
Usually 3.
It's just traffic the whole way, though.
Yeah, it's a gun in your mouth. This Southern California sucks when it comes to driving. It's bullshit. The infrastructure shit. The roads are too small. There's too many fucking people. It sucks.
Right.
So I'd rather do a train that stops all the time. So I can just sit
and you're boozing.
On my phone, boozing.
Boozing. San Diego Padres got one of the nicest stadiums in the whole league.
Potties are great. I love the potties. Petco is great. You're above and you go in. The stadium sits below ground level, which I think is cool.
Cool.
Who else? San Francisco is great. No, but and I'm missing one of my last
ones. Let's try to figure this out. Do you ever go to Kansas City Royals?
Yes, I've been to a Royals game multiple times.
You ever been to Chicago Cubs?
Come on, what are you talking
about? Or the White Sox?
I went to the World Series. I've been to both White Sox.
Are you a Cubs or a White Sox fan?
I'm a North Sider. I'm a Cubs fan. Don't even ask me that.
I don't know what the rules are.
You know better.
You know better.
What is it with New York, though? If you're a Yankees fan, it's just because. It's not because you're born somewhere.
Yeah,
because for us, it's North Side and South Side.
See, for us, it's like, you know, I'm from Queens. I was born in Queens, so I should be a Mets fan because it's a Queens. But my dad's born and raised in the Bronx, so he was a Yankees fan. So that's why I went Yankees. But I think with New York, it's pretty much like Yankees fans don't necessarily hate the Mets. I mean, hate the Red Sox, of course. Mm. It's really like, you know, obviously if they're playing each other, whoever you want your team to win, but it's really about like New York first. Like if the Mets were in the World Series, me being a Yankee fan, I would root for the Mets.
You would?
I would, because I'm rooting for New York.
Right, so with Chicago, I don't think it's like that. Like, if the White Sox are
Did you guys have your Twin Towers hit by Mohamed Atta? No.
No.
So that's why.
We have the Sears Tower. And nobody's hitting that, because it's dope. Yeah. We got different tiers. Your two buildings were, that was, you know, in Britain, this is a middle finger. You know, two fingers is fuck you.
That's what it was.
That's what the ISIS thought that was. Those two Twin Towers, like, hey, come fuck with us.
Come fuck you, Fangolo.
You Fangolo. No, not with us, dude. We got Sears Tower. Now it's called some other bullshit. It's called the Willis Tower.
Willis Tower.
Get out of town and come back.
Whack.
Come on, man.
Whack.
We got John Hancock. We got cool buildings with cool
names. You know what John Hancock's famous for?
Signing his dick.
First
guy to sign with his dick, right? Didn't he sign it with his penis?
He dipped his dick in the ink and
everyone was like, "Old feather pen," and they were like, and John was like, "That's fucking lame, dude. Dip this cock right in it."
Lame-o.
Signed it. Boom. Declaration of American. Oh, say can you see? Honestly,
that's my go-to karaoke song every time. National anthem.
What is your real karaoke song?
I swear to God, I'll usually sing the national anthem, just throw people off, or Whitney Houston, "So Emotional."
Oh my God, what a song!
Yeah, fuck
yeah. Honestly,
yeah,
my song is. If I were a rich girl, na 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 na. Such a good song.
If I had all the money in the world, if I was a wealthy girl.
Such a good song. What can you say? I saw Gwen Stefani in Vegas 2 years ago.
Really?
Loved it.
Gwen Stefani.
Look at me. Loved it.
Gwen Stefani, in my opinion.
Did she bring out Jake Blake Shelton?
Jake Blake Shelton? No.
He didn't come out. I was bummed.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, where is him?
She is my number one.
She's
Gwen Stefani to me is the most beautiful woman
ever.
Like on TV that I've ever seen.
This is your number one.
Gwen Stefani's my number one.
Like if you could have a hall pass, she'd be the one you go to?
Gwen Stefani. It wouldn't even be Gwen Stefani.
Betty White for me.
Really?
Betty White.
Interesting.
Just because of the history she's got in the comedy world.
So funny. She's a legend.
Yeah. When you asked me earlier in the podcast about how old would it be, she'd be it.
Betty White.
How old is Betty White now? Is she 100?
Let's see, Betty White?
How old is Betty White?
How old's Betty White?
Betty White. She's 99. So what? So I guess I said 99 was my roof.
Right.
The good callback for me, by the way.
Got it.
That's huge. Good callback for me, big time.
Great callback.
Having you as a resident on this, I want to be serious for a second, has been one of my best. This has been the best couple of weeks of my life because you vibe. Don't cry. You vibe with me so well, and I love you, and I love the way your brain works. And of all the people that could have come out here from New York, I'm glad it's you.
Thank you.
And can I ask you something about New York?
Yeah.
Why do you think New York comics hate LA comics? Truly.
Truly?
Why do they hate us and we don't even know half of them? Like, they don't really know. No, I mean, they don't even know us and they hate us. And every time I meet someone from New York, I love them. Like Shane, like Gillis came out with some guys I didn't know. And we had kind of known each other through the way. But I love that. I mean, I love you. But it's also like I've showed respect to him and his crew because I like them already, but why is it that New York guys inherently don't like us?
I think what it comes down to is what comedians in New York think. I'm just saying what
they think. We're all hacks.
They think because some of the comedy, like, is not coming from a real place.
Yeah.
Which is generalizing because, like, they think it's a problem.
So I have to live with roaches for a comedy to be real?
Exactly.
I have to live with mattresses on the street.
Like in New York at the Comedy Cellar, let's just say, or Gotham or Caroline's, whatever. If you like did a joke about a unicorn, even if it crushed it, be like, nah, it ain't real. I want to fucking, you need to
make
talk.
Make it about a horse.
Make it about something real.
A horse is real. Unicorn's not real.
Yes, it's not real.
Comedy is not meant
Which
to be
stupid.
Taken serious. That's
I know.
The whole point, the weird thing about comedy is I get older is the more guys I meet that take this really serious.
Right.
It's sad.
Well, the people,
I'm like, you know, you tell jokes for money. We are pathetic.
It's a pathetic thing.
It's a pathetic thing.
The people.
Stop pretending like it's important.
The people.
First to die, by the way.
I think that don't adapt. Like, you know, the podcasting is so big in LA. I'm like, there's still people, peers of mine, that are like, podcasts suck. I'm like, all right, dude. I mean, I don't want to take the bus anymore. So that's why I'm doing the podcast.
That's what Dylan said. Dylan goes, I go out to LA. Joe's got a fucking spaceship he takes to shows.
Yeah, no.
He goes, I go to New York. I'm watching my heroes ride the train. I see him ride the L.
It's true. Dylan transformed quick, you know? He
belongs out here. I mean, he belongs in the culture of fast
when I was in Austin. Shit. Everybody's in Austin now.
And honestly, that's fine. I'm going to go down there and say hi to some of those guys. But
you fucking sell out.
I would never. I can't move down there.
I know.
Somebody, I've talked to Rogan fucking today about going down there to do the show, to go do his show. And he was like, just wait, you'll want to move down here. And I go, I just bought my place. I couldn't afford to move.
Yeah.
Like, I just got enough money to finally buy something.
Right. In LA, which is very expensive.
It's absurd. It's disgusting. It's so dumb. We had the guy, the notary was at the house today signing for these refi papers that we had to do. And he wasn't.
What?
No, he was.
How do you know it's a good document?
No, because I had somebody else check it before he came to the house. But he even saying, as I'm signing, I go, ugh, disgusting. I'm looking at the numbers. I go, this is repulsive. And he goes, yeah, man, you can say it. I can't comment. And he's like, I see this every day and it makes me sad. And I was like, isn't that crazy that like this guy sees what houses are for nowadays? And he just is like, oh, this is
a ripple. It's like,
the house that you guys are staying in while you're here, I bet you is unbelievably expensive. Because it's what, five bedrooms?
It's four bedrooms with an in-ground pool.
Yeah.
It's a
nice house.
It's a nice, in the valley. So right there, that's over a million.
Well, it's cheaper than over the other side of the hill, right? In the city is more expensive, but even still, depends on where you are, because some parts of the valley are fancy.
Yeah.
And I know you're fancy where you are. You guys are, it's a nice house. You're probably $1.5 million, $2 million house.
Well, just to Airbnb, it's something like $20,000 a month.
Oh my God, dude.
So that's going to be like, I mean, I'm not paying for that shit.
20 G's.
Production.
Hey, production.
True TV.
Can we talk about that for a second real
fast?
Yeah,
please.
The show is going to air. When is it going to air?
The show called Backyard Bar Wars, #BBW,
BBW.
Is going to air the first or second week of July.
Do they know that that stands for Big, Big, Beautiful Women?
Yeah, yep.
And they don't care?
So far, they don't care. So far, they don't
like,
care.
Like, has the marketing caught up to it, or do you think they just are so ignorant they don't know?
Well, now we have a big marketing call tomorrow, and they asked me specifically, the show creators, to not do the BBW joke for the ad agencies.
Why?
Because people don't want to have fun.
But that's what I mean is, like, it's harmless.
It's ridiculous.
And it's not even a thing that, like, what about that would upset somebody that you're like, it's a common phrase that people know, right?
Yeah.
It's in the social zeitgeist of conversation. So what about it is offensive?
Dude, because
by the way, it's celebrating Big Beautiful Women. And by the way, BBW on Pornhub.
I thought it was Black Beautiful Women.
Big Beautiful Woman. That's probably why for you, because you keep going around going, Black Beautiful Women.
Yeah. Black Beautiful Women.
But that doesn't make sense, right?
It's
but
like
big
one of the,
beautiful women.
It's one of these things. It's like, you know, people, I think a lot of times people just come, it's just fear. And I get it that, like, especially if you're a TV network, you have to, there's a lot of things you have to do, you know, a lot of people you have to please, but it genuinely is fear because it's like, I did a joke on a podcast a couple of days ago about like all the stuff that was happening, like with the shootings and all that stuff to stop the Asian hate. And I said on the podcast, and somebody was Asian in the room, I was like, hey, like, you know, a lot of people are like tweeting out hashtags and stuff like that. White people trying to look, I'm actually out there. I'm giving people happy endings. That's what I'm doing is I'm taking over, like, you know, like what the Asians are in harm's way. I'm going to do the happy endings. That's how I'm stopping it and coming together. Got a lot of Asian.
Is that a stand-up show?
Yeah, no, but everything was fine. Everything was fine. Then cut forward today, I'm on set. I'm doing jokes, you know, doing little jokes. They asked me to do a certain type of joke about a washing machine. They're like, oh, make up a name like one of your friends from Brooklyn. So I improv like 20,000 names, Billy Bubbles, Sammy Suds. And then after the 10th take, they were like, all right, give me one more. And I said, Korean Ken. Stop down, safety meeting, you know.
They're like,
can't say that.
Dude, fly in and get him right now.
Yeah, yeah. They're
Korean
like,
Ken. And
they're like, you can't say that. That's Asian. I'm like, I just, like, that's why I like doing a podcast and being in the internet space so much is because I don't have to be in the box. But I get with TV, I get that you have to be in the box because there's a lot of... Because
you're literally in their box.
You're in their box.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things like, you know, when you put a show on a cable network, it's not just, you know, the Whiskey Ginger audience. It's all different. They don't just watch the show you're watching. They, you know, a cable network will have 10 different shows that appease different audiences, it's impossible.
When you're a comic, right, and you're doing that at a show, you do that joke at a show, everyone going to that show has to know.
Sure.
It's a joke. And you don't mean harm. You don't wish negativity. It's
no.
Like, so at some point, when are we all going to admit that in these worlds, we just have to be okay with the idea that, like, comedy is going to exist and it is just making fun of uncomfortable
shit
sometimes.
It has to exist. Guess what, baby? Anytime, like, a socialism, fascism movement comes in, I mean, who did Hitler kill first? The artists, the comedians, the entertainers. That's what they're trying to kill first now.
We should be killed first, by the way.
100%.
Yeah. And
what am I going to contribute?
If there is another dictator that comes along that kills everybody, you know we're going first. That being said, I will consume less than him. So if that means anything, if you're listening, because he will snacky snack.
Well, there is. I got news for you. There is another dictator. You know what her name is? AOC.
You have such a big crush on her. It's ridiculous.
Oh God, are you kidding me?
Love you.
She's
love
my
her.
Number two. Gwen Stefani you number one. Love, AOC number love two. Her.
Wait, tell me what's your secret snack? Your favorite? Your guilty pleasure snack? Because I do want to know so I can buy it for you in droves.
My guilty pleasure snack?
Yeah, like the black and white cookie we talked about. But like, what's the one thing that you like really that you'll go get tonight if you had a craving? Like, if you're going to the store, is it a candy bar?
No. If having a craving, what I do, I'd be like, oh, I really can't eat this. In a wrapper, like a candy, Kit Kat.
You love Kit Kats?
Yeah.
I got a Snickers the other night when I went out with a friend. Snickers to me is, like, I want it. I need it. And the old bag, like, take five.
You sure.
Know, and there's two of those in there. So I'll get the four pack. So I'll be like, you get two and I get two. I should just have one. But it's too hard for me, man.
It's too hard.
Sweets are hard for me. And they've only been this way now that I've gotten older.
Right.
Why is that? When I was younger, we didn't eat sweets. My mom would have let us have anything. We just didn't do it.
You didn't do it? I try to not give my kid sweets because I know I was given sweets so much and how truly addictive sugar is. Like, truly addictive. It is like, I've been trying so hard to like cut back and count calories, but I usually just have to leave at least 500 to 700 calories at night because I'm just going to hit some sweets.
Do you sad eat? Are you like sad?
Yeah.
Oh, Chrissy. Next time you want a sad eat, why don't you pick up the phone and call Papa Red and just say, hey, baby, I want a sad eat. And then I'll talk you off the ledge or we'll sad eat together.
Let's do that.
Would you rather sad eat together?
Yeah, I want to sad eat with you. I want to go get some tacos. I'm hungry.
Let's go get some tacos.
Okay, fine.
I love you once again.
I love you.
Hopefully you're going to be here for a little bit more of the residency.
You tell me. I'm here to you throw me out, babe.
No, you're here as long as I need you to be here.
Thank you.
I end the episode the same way, and you know it's one word or one phrase right into that camera. Say it when you're ready. I'm walking away now.
One word or one phrase. I always forget to think about this, so I like to just wing it from the top. One word or one phrase. I want to say one word or one phrase. I want to say Kamala Harris.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You are that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy ginger.
Like that, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.